one know that I'm God. I'm here in quietness and confidence will be your strength. I do a new thing. The old will pass away, but behold, all things will become new. You will see my splendor and you will see my glory. I will walk with you and I will talk with you. I will be beside you, depend on me for everything. Pray without ceasing, talk to me continuously, for I can be your companion, and I sent the Holy Spirit to be your companion. And he will love you, and I want you to walk in love, and I want you to be a family, and I want you to express yourselves as a family. There are those among us sometimes that have been in our own families that we do not like. But that doesn't matter to me. I made each one of you. And each one of you are different. But if you'll look through them to them through my eyes, you'll see what I see. That's why I tell you to focus upon the Spirit and not on the flesh. If you stay and walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you all have a part, and you all fit jointly together. Allow me, as I said, I will build the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. But I know how to fit each one of you together and to give you and express myself through each one of you. Just depend on me. For the days ahead, I will walk and talk with you in a deeper way than you have ever seen and have ever felt. I love you so with all my heart, and I wish that you would love me with all your heart. But if you ask me, I said you could do nothing apart from me. So everything comes from me. The air you breathe, the food you eat, your clothes. There's nothing that you can do without me. The umbilical cord is attached to me. It's your very life. And I want to express myself through you. Allow me to flow through you. Allow me to love through you. Allow me to speak through you. And I will speak to you, even through you, around those wherever you go. Not just in this building and not just in this church, but wherever you go. When you go to Walmart, when you go to Sheets, begin to pray and seek my face, for I will connect by the Spirit, by divine appointment, those that I want to bring into the kingdom. And watch what I will do, for it's going to be amazing to you what I am able to do. For I am your God, and I am a supernatural God. I'm not just a man. I'm a supernatural God. And watch my supernatural power. And even in the days ahead in your healing, there will be those times when it will come instantly. You've struggled much now in that area, but soon I will come and instantly I will perform, I will demonstrate, and I will show myself to be strong and wonderful in these days. And many will be coming because they will be drawn. Once they see the love and once they see the supernatural power of God, they will flock to see me. And remember that I'm the star. There's no other star. Remember, it's all me and none of you.
Corinthians 2:14, Brenda's already saying the whole thing. Let's say it together. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Just a brief word on that. I keep telling you, every time I read that, I see something new. Every time I read that, I could just preach out of that scripture. We've been doing this for 3 years now. But this is such an awesome scripture that God gave to us. And the part that jumped out at me this morning as I was preparing the message that you're not going to hear, it says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us. Through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. Through us. We're looking for everybody else to do it for us, but God says, I want to use you. You know, one of the things that was going on this morning is, instead of looking for someone to love us, we need to love others. Amen. I mean, you've heard the song, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. And so often we're trying to satisfy ourselves, our own need to be loved by all the things that we do, by trying to get everybody to love us. That's why people are always trying to cater to other people so you'll like me, so you'll do nice things to me. And we do things for other people because we hope they'll do nice things back to us. But the Bible says that's not really the way it works. If you're only loving others in order to be loved, you'll never know what love is. You'll never understand it. God first loved us. Amen. He loved us when we were not even thinking about Him. He loved us when we were running away from Him. He loved us when we were deep in sin. He loved us when there was nothing but trouble surrounding us. And He loved us to send His Son to die for us. And God's message to us, if there's anything we get out of all the love, Brenda didn't ask for it. Curtis didn't ask for it. Brianna didn't ask for it. Jacob didn't ask for it. But there was a call of God. And I'm so glad that you responded. Because some places like, oh, I don't know. I'm not that close to them. You don't have to be close to love somebody.
That's right.
You can love them. Just reach out to people. And that needs to become just a pattern of life and a pattern of living. Through us, He diffuses the knowledge, the fragrance of His knowledge every place we go. Through us. So I guess the message is stop looking for everybody else to do something nice for you and begin to do something nice for others. Just little things. Just small things. Now, this is not a plea, but I'm going to use Danielle for instance. We were talking here, a year ago, or something. We were talking, and we were talking about chocolate. You know, anybody ever talk about chocolate? And I said, I love dark chocolate. And the next week, she brought me in a big bar of dark chocolate. Didn't last that long. But, you know, I didn't ask her to do it. She just did it. They were walking through a store, and they saw this bar of dark chocolate, and they thought about me, and let's get Gordon that. It wasn't a whole lot of money. It wasn't a whole lot of effort. It didn't have, but just the thought. And sometimes when you get a thought of somebody, you just reach out and call them. Like I've been reading Bonnie's Facebook with all her dogs, and they won awards this past week in Florida, wasn't it? Yeah, I was surprised we were so far away. She just won a whole bunch of awards with her dogs for showing, and I don't know what they do. Barking, they won that. Did they get the raccoon? I'm teasing. but just little things that can be so important that can just let somebody know I'm thinking about you today. So just he wants to use you to diffuse the fragrance. And I like that word, the fragrance, the sweet smell of life, just to reach out to others. Well, Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of love. God, we thank you for what you've done in Brenda and Brianna and Curtis and Jacob. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their family. We thank you, Father, for their testimony to us of the joy and the freedom of the Lord, to not be caught up in mourning and not to be caught up in all these things that so easily entangle us when we go through bad situations. Lord, I thank you for Linda. I thank you, God, for healing her lungs, God, for strengthening her heart, for healing her vocal cords. I thank you, God, that you saved her from death 4 times, God. I praise you for that. Lord, Danielle's here with us this morning. Lord, I thank you that you've saved her from death also, because she was real close to that a couple times. And Lord, we just thank you that in the last several months, God, you brought her out. We thank you, God, for her deliverance. And Lord, for the other times for us that have been here in church, that there's been times that we might not even know of it, not even be aware of it, but God, you have saved us from a car accident. You've saved us from a bad accident that could have permanently injured us. We thank you, God, you are the God of salvation. You are the God of deliverance. You are the God who sees ahead for our need and has already made preparation for it. We thank you, Father, that you are love, that you are life, We thank you, Father. You are all these things. And Lord, we thank you that you are these things to us. So we give you praise this morning for Jesus Christ in our lives, in our hearts. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight or sooner.